Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mitchell!
Dre Day.
Mitch. Wow. So much going on.
So much.
Footy in the world.
Lots of footy.
I want some messy takes.
Okay.
And more importantly, though, you have a groundbreaking poll out on Twitter right now. Let's break that all down real quick.
Are Cheetos a chip? Myself and super producer Alyssa, we know what's up. It's a yes. It's a hard yes.
Hard yes. It's corn.
It's corn. It's all corn.
It's all corn, which complicates this.
If I go to the poll.
And my counter would be, are Cheesy Puffs a chip? Well, and then we've got into, are Bugles a chip? Is popcorn a chip?
Wikipedia really threw a wrench into this by categorizing it as popcorn, which really made me start thinking about what is anything.
My life is forever changed.
Right now, 52 votes. No leading with 54% of the vote. Jump in there and throw a yes.
So yeah, what is it then? What do people that are non-believers?
Are they their own thing?
They could be their own
thing. A singular category?
I think they're kind of a cheesy puff, essentially.
But Right. So I think people just call those Cheetos like how you call tissues Kleenexes and dumpsters, where it's a name brand thing.
Dang, I didn't know Dumpster was a brand.
Correct. There's a little fun fact for you on bets.
Wow,
today.
Free! I'm out here teaching you. That's a free ad. I am happy to give out. That's good. Good for you guys. That dumpster over there. Real trash quality people that
All
I
right.
love.
Anyways, Messi last night.
Messi.
Just two goals. That first goal in the seventh minute. They're scoring instantly in these games he's playing.
And this Robert Taylor,
who was literally playing non-league British football. Like, what, 5 seasons ago or something? It's him and Josef and Messi just putting it on the MLS.
It's incredible.
We'll put it on Liga MX. I mean, last night was Orlando's League's Cup.
And we've gotten feisty World Cup Messi.
Oh, man, is it fun.
Yeah. He's sweating buckets out there. And
it's Miami,
just
yeah.
Feisty, talking shit. It's beautiful.
He's doing the superhero celebrations.
Scoring goals.
Do you think Marvel threw him like $1 million or something?
They might have.
Because he did the Thor calling the hammer.
Yep.
And he did the Black Panther X to the chest.
It's amazing.
He's
Even
been
I
so
want
fun.
A pink kit right now. It's
Look,
incredible.
I played the heel on our soccer TDSP.
He did.
What, 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah, sure.
A week ago?
We'll allow
maybe?
It.
Whenever it was.
Yeah, it was more than two.
Someone had to be like, I don't know if he's going to come in and have the impact.
Dominant.
He's been great. He's been fun. These games are must watch. You have like...
Ronaldo doesn't give you clips like this from Saudi?
Never. Couldn't be. And then you have...
You're a Ronaldo guy.
I'm a United guy.
Yeah.
I have... Messi's the GOAT. Okay, so you have LeBron James.
Sure.
Field side. You have Serena Williams. You have, like, the GOATs in their sports are coming to watch the GOAT in Miami.
Yep.
It's a whole spectacle.
Yep.
The team is fun. I mean, they have Josef Martinez, who is one of the greatest goal scorers in the history of the league, next to Messi.
Wow.
And then you have the Busquets and the Alba, and it's just fun. It's just fun.
And they're trying to win it all. They want to win the league. They want to win this league's cup. They're trying to do it all.
I don't know if they...
Like, there's a ceiling to this team I didn't totally expect.
Next year, they're definitely title contenders or favorites. They're far out of it in the table right now. They're
MLS
bottom of the table.
Playoffs without Messi?
They're out of the... They're the bottom of the East right now.
Oh, my... That would be literally tragic.
I think you can get plus 1600 on them to win, according to Bet365.
Oh gosh, I need to get
to win the MLS Cup. That sounds like a throw it out there sort of bet if I've ever heard one, Andre.
To make the playoffs?
No, to win the cup.
To win the cup plus 12 hondo.
So it's gone down since I saw it. Since that performance last night where they're like, oh, nobody can stop them.
They're good. They're good for MLS standards. They're quite good.
They were terrible 2 weeks ago.
They were.
Awful. They were the worst club in the league. And I cover a club that probably now has a distinction. But they were terrible.
Gosh,
they
were awful. Yeah, huh? Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, they only have 18 points in the league right now.
It's bad news bears down there, bruv.
Could they catch up to Chicago?
You only need to be ninth to get into the play-in, right?
So that's DC 30 points.
So they have to make up 12 points in 11 games. Points. That's a lot. Not that they can't get the points. It's that can those teams not get enough?
Drop
and that's
off.
That's a tough ask.
Not to mention, literally every other team in the East is ahead of them. So if one of those teams could make up correct. That gap, that would also be... Wow.
It's one of the most interesting,
fun. So they're all in on League's Cup.
They're going to win League's Cup.
The bet should be them, the League's Cup future.
Wow. I didn't even.
We just talked. This is why you talk things out with your friends, you know?
And that's true.
Okay. And enter Miami plus 550.
To win League's Cup.
Yeah.
You can get 5.5 to 1.
Yes.
For them to win League's Cup. This is the best team in this tournament right now.
Union, Tigres, those kind of teams.
I mean,
scare
form
you.
Of play in this tournament. They're unstoppable.
And it's what they're all in on it.
They're going to win this
they
tournament
want
because
to
it's
win
the
something.
Only hardware they
need
can
to
win.
Right. That's exciting. Okay, big threes. Let's go. League's Cup tonight. Women's World Cup. I can pick your brains a little bit because those groups went.
I want to talk League's Cup groups. After. I don't have it in my big three.
Sounds great. We've got a lot to get to, and the NFL's back. So, boom.
Yeah.
Start us off, Mitch.
Oh. That's for later. Little sneak. Little teaser.
We can start with mine. We can start with mine.
Wow. Show
no
history
problem.
Being made.
So, playoffs. I mean, preseason. And we've got the Browns against the Jets. The Browns quarterback room. Josh Dobbs. Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Never even heard of him.
The DTR, the UCLA quarterback. He's a rookie.
Sorry, I watch real football.
Oh, geez. What a hater.
Yeah.
And that's against Zach Wilson and a bunch of no-names for the Jets.
I like Zach Wilson.
So I'm all in on the Brownies.
You don't think Zach Wilson's going to go sling it around a little bit?
No, he's
maybe get traded to a team with an injured quarterback or
he's
something?
He's terrible.
You just listed guys I've literally never heard of. I've seen him throw a football before.
Josh Dobbs is he's
been oh, a long he was the guy that played
league.
For the Titans.
Tennessee,
that one game that filled in.
Tennessee Titans, yeah, Pittsburgh Steelers. No, Tennessee Volunteers, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? I like that. Let's go. Bet the Browns. Go
and
for
DTR.
It.
So I'm taking the first half money line here.
Let's go.
And the trend is the last 7-3, the under has gone on the 33.5 total in the Hall of Fame game the last 10. So the under is hot. The line hasn't moved. Even though almost all the money's on the under in this game, that total has not moved.
Okay.
The book expects this to be a sneaky over, or they would have moved it at this point.
I like that.
Where the points will be scored is in the second half. Give me over 16.5 points in the second half. All I need is two tuds and a field goal, right?
You gotta be a real sicko to know who's gonna score in the second half of the Hall of Fame game.
Hey, right? I gotta be invested in the second half.
Hey, if there's anyone who does know the names of the guys that are potentially an impact player in the second half of the first preseason game, it's my guy, Andre.
I couldn't watch the AAF because it was like too many guys that I like was high on that were making me sad. And then Union Philadelphia, our favorite team in the whole wide world. Philadelphia Union, as you know.
Union Philadelphia.
They're in League's Cup. They're once again on a tear, and they're taking on Fat Rooney's DC United. Is that right?
Fat Rooney.
They are going to embarrass Wayne Rooney.
Correct.
And
there is a class of teams in this tournament.
There is. There and is, it's
a,
Mitchell.
It's a specific group at the top, and then there's everyone else.
Is there a consensus top four? LAFC, Inter Miami, Union, and Tigres?
Tigres.
Maybe a little... A Club little America's wider. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could throw Pumas in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's been interesting, though. You've seen a lot of upsets. You know, you've seen Guadalajara come in and beat a lot of teams in their bottom of the of Liga MX. So it's an interesting tournament. It won't be interesting in this Philly-DC game. That is a great bet.
Let's go. Let's go. Okay, your turn.
My turn.
Your turn.
Let's go.
That's such a great cartoon you have.
It looks just like me.
Yep, it does. It really does.
And it's not Jork, so there we go. Or Morch, or whatever it would be. which, you weren't a part of that show history, but it was great.
Right, right. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Japan.
Taking on Norway, Saturday.
Taking on the team that I lost money on, saying they wouldn't make the knockout.
But close.
But it was very close.
Close, man.
They got that was a group of chicanery.
It was.
To say the least.
Japan was my long shot two games in to win their group plus 360, and that hit, which was awesome.
Great. Great.
They've been amazing.
They're so fun to watch.
They're incredible.
Yes. I love this team. The fact that that's as close to even money as you'll see on such a good team.
Yeah.
Give me it. Easy bet.
Love that, man. Love that. Screw you, Norway.
That's right. We don't like you.
Oh, okay. Easy does it.
You just said screw you.
Well, I didn't make it personal.
Okay, keeping it going. Tonight, Merch Cave favorite.
Yes.
Shohei Ohtani.
Yes.
Is on the bump and in the batter's box. You know what that means? Some would say, why would you want to bet when he's both pitching and hitting? He's going to be focused on pitching. I say, nay. These are when he truly shines.
Boom.
Plus 190. Give me a Jack City.
Get jacked up. I like that pick. It's good. We don't get enough Shohei picks out there. Plus 190. If that hits, we're feeling good.
It's a fun bet.
Yes, it is, sir.
Why
yes,
wouldn't you want to bet on Shohei hitting a home run?
Damn straight. Damn straight.
Right?
And then the O's?
I like the O doggies.
Woo.
Shout out to K-Max.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
They're just a really fun team to watch. Riley, my merch compadre,
has gotten
me Orioles pilled.
Oh, man.
They are up against the Blue Jays, so Battle of the Birds.
Dang.
And I'm not a Canadian fan, so go O-Dogs.
Boom. Get that O-Dog in.
They're fun. That's a fun team. It's fun when the Orioles are good. They've been bad for like my whole life.
Yeah, I mean...
They've had some, you know, there was the Cal Ripken. No,
you're right, but like basically...
Yeah.
Cal Ripken, maybe some stuff there, but...
You know, there were some Sports Illustrated for Kids Ripken features in my youth.
Right,
but,
right.
No, it's fun to have them be good. I'm not the biggest baseball analyst, as you see here. I'm not dropping any, you know, war or stats that would predict any sort of wins. That's a vibes pick. And... Who doesn't want to see Shohei hit a jack? So
right, right, right. Let's hope your vibes are on point. Of course, all of this at the homies bet365.
Bet365.
They've got it going on. And right now, you know, it's a new partnership. So if you haven't gotten in on it, no judgment here. Sign up, deposit a buck, maybe 10. There might be a minimum of 10. Get that out the way. Place a bet, just a dollar bet. As soon as that bet hits, win, lose, tie, whatever. So let's maybe that first bet, let's not place it on a future. Let's place it on something tonight. Shohei, Hall of Fame game, a little SGP action we'll get into, yeah. Some Leagues Cup, what have you.
Leagues Cup.
Let's wait on the futures just a sec, because as soon as that dollar bet hits, win, lose, or tie, booyah, $200 bonus bets for you to play with as long and how you want. It is fantastic. So much to do, so much to play with. Just hearing some buzz upstairs at the office. More funsies stuff coming at Bet365. They've been awesome to work with. Awesome app. And boy, do I love me some bonus bets.
Bony Betty.
They also just like, the book goes deep in all that they offer. Real deep. And I love that about them. They've been doing this for years internationally, and that's part of the fun. You can also build your parlay today and get a parlay bonus of up to 70% on your parlay across all markets. Must be 21 plus and physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. Boom. There Dang. You go.
Can I update the Please. Cheeto, Please, sir. The Cheeto poll?
Please.
64 votes in. It's a lot of votes.
It is.
53% no leading right now. Basically, it's a split decision.
It's not a chip, but then how do you define a chip?
Well, if you were British,
right,
it's just a French fry, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, and reversed.
That's what chips are. They call chips crisps. Oh,
right. Are Cheetos a crisp?
Fish and chips.
Correct.
I kind of feel like Cheetos are a crisp.
They are. They're crispy. And crisps are chips.
We just.
What are we doing?
We just potatoed you right there. And,
I hate this.
there you go.
Let's
there
talk go. League's Cup, dude. Please, yes. Please.
Lay
please,
it on
please,
me.
Please, please, please.
It's your talk? League and other leagues.
Well, number one.
In a cup.
If we don't bet.
Break it all down.
If we don't bet Miami to win this tournament, we're irresponsible as bettors. Period. End of story.
Plus 550. Lock her in.
I'm not saying lock in that we're going to win. But again, this is a wave, right? This is a wave we want to ride. We want to see Messi play. We want to see Messi come into America and play well. We want to see the American sports stars buying into soccer, buying into these games, being hyped about it.
They need more star players, man. We need more.
They're coming. But I more mean like seeing LeBron James go and get hyped about a Messi game.
Yeah.
Right? Like seeing that stuff is so meaningful to me.
Yeah.
So we want to ride that wave. Other bets we like.
Japan plus 800 to win the whole thing, by the way. England, by comparison, is merely plus 275.
I would bet that. I'm going to bet that right now. Yeah. Cut that out so people don't hear the value on that, Alyssa, please. All right, I'm trying to find. I lost League's Cup. There it is. Okay, boom.
There it is.
League's Cup. Here we go.
Here we go now.
Revs, Atlas. You can get Atlas tonight. Kay. Which is not one of the, biggest clubs in Mexico.
Okay.
But you know who I don't trust to win a game?
The New York Revolution?
They just had Bruce Arena just got dismissed from the... Not dismissed from the team. He is away from the team pending investigation of some insensitive comments.
Shame on you, Bruce.
Which I have not been able to find what the comments were, and it's driving me crazy. Hit me up in the Twitter DMs
if
you
know what he said. Brucey.
Anyways, take Atlas plus 230 there. Should we build a little parleasy with this?
Yes.
You get a Big Apple Derby.
There's a parlay boost, by the way, for League's Cup. So
okay,
get in on the fun.
This is all money line three ways.
Boom.
You're going to take Atlas plus 230.
I'm Atlas'd up.
You're going to take Red Bulls.
For realsies. Plus 130.
Plus 130.
Union.
We're going to take Union minus 154.
Hell yeah.
This is the fun one tonight. Especially if you don't watch Liga MX. Pumas and Querétaro, which is where the Rapids trained preseason, is a fun one. Take Pumas.
Pumas minus 106.
Charlotte Cruz Azul. This is a battle of two bad teams that survived to the knockout stage and will be playing each other. Take Cruz Azul plus 120.
Okay.
Real Salt Lake and Lyon. This is the most interesting knockout game to me. Lyon.
Goes against my culture to bet on Salt Lake City.
Of CONCACAF Champions League. Beat LAFC. Fun club. You have Real Salt Lake on an absolute heater. They added Chicho Arango. They have Diego Luna. They're a fun club somehow. And I hate that more than anything. Fake Salt Lake. Where would you lean there? Do you just want to bet against that game? And we could just leave it alone, too.
We'll leave it alone, probably.
Let's just leave it there, then.
Yeah. Let's leave it there. Plus 5,272.
Oh! That might have got a little crazy, but you know what?
And then...
Put a dollar on it.
I want to put that boost in there. Yeah, I mean, all those would hit tonight. So, new user, booyah.
That's what I'm... Look, Leagues Cup is the most fun thing that's happened to American soccer in a while, club-wise.
It's great. I mean, it's like all other soccer leagues have taught us. Crossover, fun.
We multiple love leagues,
fun.
The thing that it gets... I'm not going to say it's better. Obviously, Champions League isn't better, right? For sure. Europa League, better, for sure. But what we don't get in those club tournaments in Europe is the whole tournament together. Right? It goes group play, knockout, over in a month. Boom, boom, boom.
Great point.
And it's so great fun point. To see that.
Great point. They actually do tournaments like that in European basketball midseason. And that's kind of fun.
It's the way to go. And I am having so much fun with it.
I like that a lot. And Hall of Fame game, Brownies early, over late, under early, not Jets late. Brownies all the way. That's what we're doing. We're staying locked in. And I'm the total in general, I might just be sprinkling 33.5 period.
Take the over. Over. Yeah, the of over. Course. The over. These defenses are not typically locked in.
Low scoring, but... These are not locked in. Like we're gonna get enough tuds to prove this.
Let's get some silly scoring.
First quarter, I could see it being like 3 points being scored though.
How locked in are you right now?
Slopped up early, and then the sloppiness leads to more scoring late.
How locked in are you right now, NFL wise?
I'm in preseason mode.
Man, I'm just so hyped on world soccer right now. And the Nuggets championship that like
oh for
in
sure
in case you forgot that it's so hard for me to be locked into the friggin' NFL Hall of Fame game. It's so tough.
Had you
for
asked me a week ago, I was definitely way more out. But you know, camp's back. Todd Davis
is part of the team.
Stuff's getting me invigorated. So yeah, I'm in on the Hall of Fame game.
Me
and
too.
It's fun to bet on football. It's fun to bet on football. All right.
Tutties.
Stay tuned for Buffs, Abs. Full slate of shows coming your way. Best of luck on your bets. Place that parlay. I'm doing it right now.
Just did.
Super producer Alyssa, Big Mitch, we out.